I don't want to take from the hard work of the Irish team, and I'm anxious that this be concluded during the term of the Irish presidency, because with all due respects to Lithuania, who's coming after us, they wouldn't have the expertise that we have. So a lot of the amendments that we have proposed in Parliament have been taken on board. But Simon Coveney has also made it very clear that this is the second last hurdle. Now, he came to the Parliament this morning to give us a very general briefing. We will have a meeting this evening after, or if we have an opportunity, of dissecting the 200-page report, and then we will respond in the course of the next few weeks. So, but I would say that I'm as far as regionalisation is concerned, it's important for us. Also, discards is over a period of time, and I think those who want to end discards, or to minimise discards, I should say, is the fishermen themselves, because it's not in their interest. But unfortunately, when you're in a mixed fishery, it can be very difficult to ensure that you have a zero discard rate. Now, the one that I have been very anxious that should be enshrined, and I got support of 66% of the Parliament for the Hague preference, and that in short gives us a slight increase on whitefish quotas each year, but we almost have to beg for these each year, and I had that experience myself, whereas I'm anxious that we have this enshrined. It's not in this document, and I'll be requesting my colleagues in the Parliament who are dealing with this to go back to the Council and say to the Council, we're anxious that this be included.
Now, as you say, Parliament has agreed to this already, so this has been included in the measures that you yourself got through the European Parliament earlier this year. In terms of Simon Coveney and his people, are you getting an appetite from Simon Coveney that he is prepared to pursue this? Is this when he is prepared to bat on your behalf for?
Well, I think that he would be anxious that we could secure this, but of course, I think he may be looking at the members who are opposed to this, and I feel that if this is the last issue on the table prior to the conclusion of a deal, I think it's not a deal breaker. I think it could be a deal maker. And with an Irish minister as president, with myself pursuing it, with the support of the Parliament, I feel that he should fully support this, but he's possibly looking over his shoulder at the other countries.